East Coast Breakfast.
Carmen and Sky, thank you so much for holding the fort yesterday. I had to do it. I had to do the things that needed to be done. I got in my car, drove to Sodwana Bay. Should have checked how far it was before I...
it's not
how many hours did it take?
It's 4.5 both ways, at least. Okay. At least. So with the food stops and stuff, it's a long drive. It's a 9-minute round trip, but it was 9 hours. No, but it was important, guys. We here at East Coast Radio, we have made an investment for this integrated youth development program. And then this was a part of that. A few months later, it's the youth development camp set up by the Department of Social Development. So I was there and I got to see it and I got to experience it and obviously got to sit down with the MEC. And the MEC didn't just arrive and speak, guys. The MEC was there. She spent the day with us. It was really, really, really special. Our MEC for KZN Social Development, Ms. Mbali Cynthia Shinga.
She was the Department of Social Development in KwaZulu-Natal ourselves. We are transitioning from being social welfare to social development. That's how the department was known before. Because we recently launched the Integrated Youth Development Strategy and as well as the Integrated Women Development Strategy, which then seeks to equip communities, especially the young people for this program, so that they get the skills, they acquire the skills to be exposed to employment, to be employable, but especially be the entrepreneurs that they create opportunities for themselves as well as others. We have an example of a young person from this same academy, the Wentworth, where a young person is now a recognized chef at the MSc from this program. So we believe this type of program is sustainable and is going to give dignity to our young people, that they've got things that they've created for themselves and that they continue to develop as compared to handouts. So we are doing extremely well, and very soon we will be compiling a document of evidence here and there, because it's in different districts, but the young people themselves are saying they want that kind of independence, yep, that kind of ownership, that dignity to say, I started this from here and now I am here. But also behavioral change, because young people are saying they grow up in different communities, they've been involved in drugs and substance abuse. It's evidence that we received here today. But young people now need to take charge from this program to say they are now responsible citizens. I always say you can build beautiful roads and beautiful bridges, but you need communities that are responsible, that have got a changed mindset, that they look after those facilities. If we don't change the behavior, then we'll continue to find dilapidated infrastructure that is not well looked after, because people's mindset have not changed.
It was such an eye opener. That 56 young people, vulnerable youth, have now got a trajectory towards employment for themselves and their families and their communities. There are 8 of these centres in our province, and the MSC asked me to extend an invite to myself and to Sky Shabalala and to Carmen Reddy to please come on round to one of the youth development centres. The closest one here is in Wentys.
Okay.
Anytime we want to, we should pop on round and just see some of the...
Yeah, of course. And Darren, I think you should give the kids a talk, just in general.
Just a talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're really good at life advice. Yeah.
You know,
you don't just always tell jokes. Yeah. You're actually really good at life advice.
That video of you in a white wedding.
Yeah.
Where you were in life and then...
How far you can go.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.